So in this video, I'm going to give you a small update on what has recently happened in the Russia-Ukraine war. So on Sunday, that is on 1st June, this is what has happened. Ukraine has struck Russia in five different locations: Murmansk, Irkutsk, Ivanovo, Ryazan, and Amur regions. These five places have air bases that host Russia's long-range bombers that are nuclear-capable. Apparently, it is said that Ukraine has destroyed 30 to 40 of those bombers, which is something like one-third of Russia's long-range bomber fleet. And if you see those locations, they are very, very far away from Ukraine. Ukraine is here. Just look at the distance. The farthest being this one, here in Irkutsk and Amur. And how did they do it? How did Ukraine do it? So it is said that they did it with FPV drones, first-person view. They hid the drones in some sort of small shipping containers. These were then transported through trucks deep inside Russia, and that is how it all started. FPV drone cannot travel thousands of kilometers, so the drones were not launched from Ukrainian territory. It has to be from immediate vicinity of the air bases. That means those who were involved in illegal smuggling of these FPV drones inside Russia had to be Russian citizens working with the Ukrainian forces. The age-old saying still holds true: the key to the fort always turns from the inside. That means right from the truck drivers transporting these drones inside Russia to the ones who flew these drones near to Russian military bases all had to be Russian citizens or their relatives. Plus, these FPV drones have a signal receiving limit, but those limits can be pushed far beyond with significant technical and logistical support from the United States and its allies. SATCOM, mesh networking, and long-range encrypted communications are sophisticated military-grade systems, typically developed and supplied by NATO or US defense contractors. The United States has openly provided Ukraine with intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance support, Starlink terminals from SpaceX for battlefield communications, tactical and strategic drone systems, training and software support for drone coordination. Ukraine is receiving significant technical and logistical support from the United States and its allies to conduct deep strike drone operations inside Russia. If you look at how far these locations are from Ukrainian border, it is clear that such deep strike operations could only be carried out after thorough and high-level reconnaissance. Ukraine alone doesn't have all the tools to gather this kind of deep intel on its own. Even Russia knows that United States and NATO satellites are regularly monitoring its territory. Even if Russia knows it's being watched, they can't fully hide everything, especially large fixed air bases. Satellites do not just snap single pictures, they take multiple times a day with sub-meter accuracy. Analysts track patterns over time to see why is a certain airbase suddenly much more active. Are specific long-range bombers being moved? Are mobile missile systems being relocated? These patterns help countries to know when and where to strike. That is why you often hear reports saying the CIA has warned that a country may launch an attack soon, because this is exactly how they analyze and make such assessments. These FPV drones were said to be controlled with an optic fiber rather than radio frequencies. That is why they bypassed Russian layered air defense. Fiber optic drones are immune to electronic jamming and can hit the target without detection. The only limitation of such drones is that they have to be launched from nearby location of the air bases. So this is a case of deep infiltration. That is how the name of this operation is Spider's Web. Ukrainian leader Zelensky also said this was planned almost a year and a half ago or something like that. That means during Joe Biden's tenure, all this planning had begun. Now, if you remember, a few days ago, Trump had said, Putin is playing with fire. If Putin does not want peace, terrible things are going to happen. Now, this will make you think the US intelligence would definitely be involved in this. Hence, Trump would have known it as well. And if he did know, then what is the whole point of US being a mediator in this peace negotiation? Just think about it. If the mediator is the one who is attacking you, then what would you do with the peace negotiation? Now things will get even more messy and brutal. Ukraine's strike on Russian air bases just a day before the scheduled meeting signals only one thing. Ukraine's aim is to pressure Russia by hitting harder and hoping to force Russia to the negotiating table on Ukraine's terms. As we all know, Ukraine and Russia had sent their respective delegations to Istanbul on Monday, 2nd June for peace negotiation. That meeting took place, but there was no progress, no ceasefire. Russian President Vladimir Putin has put a halt to the peace talk. That clearly means Russia is preparing for a big response to Ukraine. Now, the question is, has Ukraine given a big reason to Russia for using nuclear weapons? The coming weeks will be crucial in deciding the direction this war takes. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.